The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. The correspondent school detectives are back on the job of detecting. Cy and Elmer have given their time for many hours to the care and feeding of a lost baby and a stray dog. Both left on the porch of the widow's boarding house in a clothes basket. Elmer is sure the baby was left on the porch to be abandoned there and has gone out with the little dog to see if he can locate the baby's home. Cy has been left to take care of the baby. And as we now look into the parlor of the boarding house, we find Cy asleep on the couch, just as Elmer comes into the room.
Well, if that ain't a fine how-to-do. Here I go out and leave you to mind the baby, Cy Perkins. When I get back, you're sound asleep. Well, go ahead and snore. I got a way to wake you up. Now, where the dickens that dog going? Hey, Misery. Misery. Hey, Misery. Come on over here. Come on, that's a good dog. Now get up on the couch and wake the old fella up. Cy Perkins, you got the laziest snore in the whole wide world. It ain't decent to enjoy sleeping as much as you do. Now, come here, pup. Come here. Come on. I'll help you get up there. Come on, climb up. Now, just lay right on top of Cy and give his face a good looking. That's it. Go to it, doggy. Now you got the idea. Now you enjoy it. If they don't wake Cy up, he'll sleep right on broad to me. Give him plenty of licking, pup. Go on, give him to
it. Oh, Aaron. Help. I'm a being hit by a lion. He's a crawling right over me. I can feel him a breathing on my face. Elmer, can't you do something?
So there's a lion on your face, is it? Well, he's going to stay right on there till you wake up. Sick him, puppy. Sick him.
Elmer. That ain't no lion.
Certainly not. Nobody but you'd think it was.
Oh, I had a terrible dream, Elmer. I was away out in the jungle, and a great big ferocious lion was a-crawling all over me.
Yes, you've been a-dreaming, all right, and I've been out a-working.
Did you find out who owns it, baby?
Nobody around here lost one.
Then there ain't nothing we can do till tomorrow now.
We can do plenty, and you're starting right now. Yeah. Come on, get up off that couch and get into your coat. Come on.
Why, Elmer, we ain't going out tonight, are we?
No, sir, we ain't, but you were. I've been out with this hound for 2 hours while you were supposed to be minding the baby and taking medicine for your bum stomach. Now, I'm going to stay in, and you can go out for some evidence on the kid.
Now, Elmer, you know that ain't a bit of use in my going out at night. My stomach is so bad, Widow told me to stay right here, nice and comfortable, till she got back.
Yeah, she did she? Where's the Widow now?
Well, she went over to Mrs. Slogginhauer's for a little visit.
Mm-hmm. Well, she might just well stay at Mrs. Slogginhauer's. It's all night, as far as you're concerned, because you're going to be out detecting when she gets back.
But, Elmer...
But nothing. We got to give this little baby and get him back to his folks right away.
Yeah.
I've been every darn house on this road. So you pick out some other part of town now and start knocking on doors right away.
Can I take this little dog with me?
Certainly you can take him. If he's no more good to you than he was to me, I wish you left him at home.
What's the matter? Can't you make him do nothing?
He won't even bark when he wanted to. but he picks up his ears when you say eat or sleep to him. So him and you ought to get along just dandy.
Now, you know it. I can't eat much on account of my stomach misery.
Maybe not, but you spend more time talking about what you can't eat than most fellas that eat be eating two meals.
Yeah, anyway, I bet I can make your dog bark.
Yes, if you can, I'll buy you both a new box of dog biscuits.
I'll stick to dog biscuits. Come over here, puppy. Come on. Nice doggy. Come on. No, he won't come to me at all.
Certainly he won't, because he figures you lie down and go to sleep on him.
Will you hush up, Emma?
No, I won't.
Here, doggy. Set up and bark. Come on. No. I didn't say lay down. I said set up. He don't seem to understand me, Emma.
He understands, all right, but he's just like you are. Too dirty in order to do what anybody wants him to.
Yeah, I bet when I get him outdoors, he'll just detect a beat the dickens.
Yeah, maybe so. That ain't no police dog sight.
How do you know he ain't?
Well, he just ain't that old.
Well, how are you so sure that he ain't no police dog?
Because he don't know nothing about detecting at all.
Did you try him out on it?
Certainly I tried him out on it. Took one of them baby shoes long for him to smell and get the scent of it.
Well, he smelled a baby shoe all right, Emmer. I seen him do that right here.
Yes, well, it didn't do any good. Every time I got to the house where I thought they had a kid, I let him loose and tell him to smell for tracks. All he did was smell the shoe.
I think that's pretty smart, Emmer.
You do?
I do, yes. If he would keep a following that baby shoe around with you, he could always tell right where you was.
Well, what good does it do for him to know where I am, Si? I ain't lost.
Oh, no.
How is he going to follow the scent of this baby shoe to the kid's house if he's got to keep running back to smell his shoe all the time?
Hey, I got it, Emmer.
What?
Was you talking to him then?
Certainly I was talking to him then.
Yeah, then he wasn't coming back to smell the baby shoe.
Why not?
Well, because it was your darn whistling S's through your teeth bringing him back.
Oh, no such a thing.
Yeah? Well, it's same. I got ID.
Well, where in land's sakes did you get it?
Right out to my own head.
Now, yes, buddy.
You just listen, Emmer.
Yeah, all right.
Now, if we find the house where this baby come from, all we got to do is to put that baby shoe on the front gate or maybe on the doorknob. Yeah, and that dog will lead us right to it.
Yes, I can see very well that's your own idea, all right.
Betcha. What's the matter with it, Emmer?
Oh, nothing much. Only after we found a house where the kid lives, we don't need no dog to tell us about it. What in earth is sense hanging up the baby shoe for him to smell when we know it's the right house anyway?
Oh, I never thought of that.
No, guess not. Well, now, come on. You get ready and get out of here.
Now, just a minute.
No, Emmer. Not a minute.
Emmer, you know my eyes ain't as good as they could be.
Oh, sure.
And it's getting so I can't hardly see tall at night.
Yeah, you're just scared to go, asshole. Plum scared of the dark. You are.
No such a thing, Emmer. I just can't see at night.
Well, if you can't see at night, why don't you take the widow ride buggy right in the daytime, huh?
Well, the horse can see the road all right.
Yes, well, I'll get a rope and tie it on the dog, Si. Then you can follow him by hanging on the rope.
That ain't no way to act at all, Emmer. You know my eyes ain't so good and my stomach is kind of bad.
Yes.
It ain't right for me to go out at night.
No,
Emmer.
No.
It's bad for my rheumatism.
Si Perkins, you know what I'm going to do?
No, what?
I'm going to tell the widow that you're just a plain old darn coward. Not fit for her to go out with. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, Emmer. I'll go. Come on, Mr. Doggy. We got to get out. Come on, pup. There you are, Emmer. This dog won't come to me at all, but he runs to you every time you say one of them whistling S words of yours.
No such a thing. Comes to me because he knows I'm the boss.
There. See that? He jumps all over the place while you're whistling on them S words. I got to whistle, that's all, or he won't never mind me.
And then you're stuck, Si. You know you can't whistle. You never could whistle.
Well, then I'm going to learn right now.
Look out there, Si. Look out. You're going to blow them old store teeth of yours right out.
I tell you, Emmer, I'm going to learn to whistle. I just can't do it that way. I got you, Emmer.
What is it?
I'm going to find me one of them police whistles.
Police whistles?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get a police whistle, and I'll call this dog when I want him. And another thing. He's got to have a name right now.
Well, this ain't no time to do it, Si, but he's got to have a name, all right. I tell you what we'll do, Si.
Yes, Elmer.
Well, now, when you come in, along about midnight, you can report to me what you done on this case, and then we'll think up a name for this dog.
Did you say midnight, Elmer?
I certainly said midnight, Elmer, and I meant midnight.
I ain't going to stay out for midnight. That's all there is to it.
Hey, will you sleep on the porch?
On the porch?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take a nap after the widow comes in, and I'm going to lock the door. And if you come back here before midnight, you don't get in.
That's sounded like his baby, Anna.
Yes, I guess you woke him up with all your bellin'. Yeah, he's waking up all right. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's it.
Is it time for him to eat again?
Just about. He ain't more than 5 minutes off, and then 2 hours we would have set for him.
Well, I'll go out in the kitchen and get a bottle for him. I'll go out there.
No, I don't see, but I'm a-going to. What's the matter with you, Si, anyway? You're awful nervous about something. Are you scared to go after his milk?
Why, of course not, Elmer. Only it'll take me quite a spell to get it ready.
You don't have to get it ready. We'd have fixed up 4 bottles when she went out. Left him in the icebox. That's enough for him for 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he won't drink all that.
Yes, but you see, Elmer, a little baby's been mighty hungry since you went out, and...
Si Perkins, if you give this little fella too much to eat, I'm going to skin you alive. I am. Yes, Elmer. I am. Didn't the widow say that'd make him sick, didn't she?
Yes, Elmer, she did say that. But you see, it's like this.
Yes, it ain't like nothing at all. Here now, you hold this baby. I'm going out and get that milk myself. Of all the darn old fools I ever seen, Si Perkins is the worst of very good.
Well, sonny, it looks like your old Uncle Si is going to catch a dickens now. Oh, now that ain't no way to act, little man. Here, we'll go for a ride on Uncle Si's lap.
All the boring days I've ever seen such a feller. Si Perkins, call the doctor quick. Call him quick. Huh? Them 4 milk bottles is old plum empty. Call the doctor quick. There you are. There you are, Si Perkins. That little baby's sick. Maybe going to be bad sick, awful sick and all because of your feeding him 4 bottles of milk.
Yeah, but Elmer, that baby never drunk them 4 bottles.
Well, then what happened to him?
Well, you see, Elmer...
Go ahead.
I was helping the widow to fix up that baby food stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it said on the bottle it was good for the stomach misery, so I...
Well, Silas Q. Stupid Perkins, did you drink that poor little baby's milk?
Oh, skitch it. Yeah, I guess it did, kind of.
Yes. First you ate the dog biscuits, now the baby's milk. My goodness, if I don't watch it, there won't be any hay left for the horse's breakfast.
And if Elmer doesn't watch Si, the baby is going to have a hard time of it. And in the meantime, when are the detectives going to take the baby home? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.